And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa. We have Robbie Gant from Shimano talking about Shimano Power Pro, all the great equipment that they have and all the great fishing that we have in store for us this summer. And what a prize we're giving away today.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding, man. I mean, amongst all the great information that Robbie's brought us, we've also got such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a 3,000-yard spool of 80-pound Max Quattro in white. Like I said, this isn't like some, you know, funky size or funky color. This is the single most popular Spectra that we're selling at Fisherman's Landing right now. It's just such a killer spool. Like I said, this is something that's going to last most people forever. I mean, you're set on your 80-pound Spectra and a really, really cool prize. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, it's a big one. If you want to get your opportunity to talk some fishing, talk Shimano, talk to Robbie, and have your shot at winning that great prize, there's two ways you can do that here on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
All right, sounds good. How about we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for calling us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call and having the opportunity to talk to Robbie about my favorite fishing tackle, period. So when you guys talk about fishing the best, fish Shimano, it is absolutely my belief that they do make the best equipment. So thank you, Robbie, and to the team at Shimano.
Thank you.
So Wayne mentioned the service repair. That's what I was calling in for. Those guys are just absolutely amazing at what they do, their turnaround time, and then hearing about the East Coast reels coming in, didn't even think about that. So I'm super stoked about having East Coast and West Coast service because that'll make the turnaround time better. TAC-12. I took my TAC-12 down to Cedros, and just that reel performed. It did triple duty down there. I used it as my yo-yo reel, my trolling reel, and a live bait reel when I had to switch over. So, and the thing that was beautiful about it was the blue and white seemed to be the color down there for yo-yo and surface iron. And I'm sitting here pulling on what turned out to be, you know, a 30-plus pound yellowtail, and there's a couple seals around. And I just dropped that thing into low gear when I was straight up and down, and I had that fish on the deck in like a minute and a half.
Nice.
So it performs very, very well. That's my favorite all-around reel. So
that is a great reel.
It really is, and thank you very much for everything you guys do.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate that. You know, and I agree with Don. Talica is probably the greatest line of reels that Shimano, in my opinion, for my use, that Shimano's ever come out with. But then there's Trax, though. And so you go two different uses, but, boy, both of them are just home
runs. Let's not forget about Trinidad.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
wait a minute.
Not the best surface iron casting reel ever made,
yeah.
Period.
How could I forget about Trinidad,
right,
too?
But right.
That's the thing, is that there's so many good products.
Yeah, and it's funny because the fishing dictates the cool factor.
Totally.
Right?
Totally so it does.
We have all these giant tunas, which is awesome, and so we're talking about big Talicas, Talica 12, 16s, 20s, 25s, 50s, you know. But let's not forget the doldrums of 5 or 6 years ago when we didn't have any fish to really catch.
Yellowtail, sea bass.
Yeah, but Trinidad, right? Trinidad shines when you talk about anything under 40 pound. I'm fishing a Trinidad. Anything 40 and above, I'm fishing Talica.
We talk about it all the time at the shop. Do you have any idea how crazy sales on Trinidad 14A is going to be when we have anchovies and albacore? It's literally as if you went to the drawing board and said, okay, let's make the most perfect albacore fly line chovy reel we ever could in the world. And, like, that's what Trinidad 14 is. Yeah. Like, That thing is going to go absolutely nuts when that fishing comes back around.
Yeah.
It's like a Newell 220 that free spools better, is smooth, has power. You don't need to change the drags after every third fish. It's like the best reel ever. And, oh, my gosh, that thing is going to be so huge when it's Chovy and albacore time.
No yeah, I still use that. That's still one of my most my reel of choice when I'm offshore and I see a kelp.
Yeah.
My reel is a Trinidad 14. Always.
Yeah.
Cast a bait forever.
Just it's comfortable.
And plenty
it's compact.
Of power.
Yeah, it's an awesome reel. But for those of you out there, the anchovy albacore thing is going to happen. Everything happens on a cycle. But I can guarantee you, if you're waiting to buy a Trinidad 14 and it's albacore season, you won't be able to get one.
No.
So you buy one now, knowing that they're coming later.
That's
a
good tip.
Yeah, because you can't flip the switch in the factories to all of a sudden just.
I need 10,000 of these.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? It takes us months from the time the order's placed to the time it arrives, and you miss the window. So, not trying to be the super salesman guy and give you the salesman pitch, but just from a fisherman's perspective, if, it's going to happen.
Yep.
So you might as well just get it. And it's not just an albacore reel. Like
cool.
I said, it's the most awesome reel for fishing kelps offshore for that yellow,
like
that smaller grade tunas. We'll have piles of that yellowfin that we get every year. That's that, school size, small stuff. Trinidad 14 on that small yellowfin tuna is just a blast.
And the reason that's such the right reel for it is because it's perfect for catching yellow and small tuna. And then when you accidentally hook a 40 or 50 or 60 pounder, you still have the guts to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Other old school small reels, when you hooked that big fish, you're just pooched. There's nothing you're going to do but lose them at some point. And you still have gearing and drag and power to land the fish that's too big for the gear you're fishing. Trinidad always seems to work.
Yes.
The other thing Shimano does very well and has changed my methodology on rods is rods. It's lightweight, powerful, different technique rods available from Therese, Terramar, all the different types of rods. You guys have done amazing things in technology with rods, too.
Yeah, and if you've seen, on the freshwater side, we have this new technology, Spiral X. It's super hard to explain over the, even talking to you guys, it's really hard. I have to show you diagrams, but it's a new process that Shimano has in building rods that is absolutely incredible. And then they have another construction called High Power X, which is kind of like the step down, right? And then they have another combination where they use both, and they're producing these blanks that are just absolutely amazing. That's happening in the freshwater side, and we're really excited to see that come over, on the saltwater side. That's actually, as a matter of fact, the Osea full throttles, that has that Spiral X, those popper rods, has that blank technology.
Wow.
And if you guys haven't seen it, go to the tackle store and ask to check it out. It is unbelievable blank technology that we have coming.
It's another one of those things that can't be explained. It can only be felt. Like, there's no way you can take an 8-foot spinning rod that's soft enough in the tip, again, to cast a hollow piece of plastic a long way, but then still have the guts to pull on a 200-pounder. It's just one of those things you cannot explain it properly until you put it in your waist and you start heaving on the thing, and you're like, no, pull as hard as you can, and the rod just locks up and loads up, and it's awesome. That is some very, very high-end technology.
Indeed. Yes. All right. Hey, fishdope.com reporter Captain Dave Hansen is here with the fishdope.com report.
You got it. Today, that report sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is going on right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your preferred hook. It's the right strength and durability, as well as the right design, that makes it easy to hook your baits and to put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Pete, Rick. It looks like you guys had a phenomenal time up there in Alaska. Dang it, I wish I could have gone.
It was a great one.
Yeah, well, we were down here looking at tuna. We ran a couple of tuna watching trips. It was pretty fun. My dad, I'm trying to get him to get the Dana Pride to go out there. Maybe we could sell tickets and go look at tuna watching trips, like whale watching. There is a phenomenal amount of tuna out there. And when they settle down, it's going to be insane. there is so much volume out there, it's ridiculous. But kind of an off week and kind of weird weather pattern we had the last few days. I mean, yesterday, oh my gosh, it looked like December. It was pretty weird how it just switched over real quick and that southeast wind came up. But I just got off the phone with Jason. They had the most entrants they've ever had in the Yellowtail Shootout, and they had some pretty good scores on the Yellowtail. A lot of traffic. The results will be in this afternoon. There was some boats that did pretty well over there at San Clemente Island. Jason doesn't have the numbers yet, but he just wants to make sure to thank everybody that was involved. It was the best turnout they've ever had for the Yellowtail Shootout. So everybody had a phenomenal job getting the word out, and what a great tournament.
Yeah, I think they had like over 100 boats, right?
107.
Wow. Good for them, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Good job, you guys.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable. And everybody I talked to said it was just great, the way they put it all together and the goodie bags and everything. Everybody was very happy. Just the weather didn't cooperate, but we all know that. Pete's back in town. He brought that beautiful weather with him.
Thank you very much.
But but you didn't take it to Alaska. That made Rick pretty happy, so good job.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but it's going to get better starting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's looking pretty good. And, hey, the fish, as far as fishing goes, and I heard Robbie talking about anchovy cycle. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we're in an anchovy cycle. I couldn't even run the sonar when I was offshore there. There's anchovies spread out from the backside of Clemente all the way to the beach. And we're blessed. Again, our bait hauler here in Dana Point brought in another beautiful load of the most phenomenal anchovies you could possibly have. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more fun than throwing a handful of anchovies in the edge of the kelp and watching the bass cartwheel out of the kelp to catch
no doubt.
And eat them.
No doubt.
It's fun to go fishing, guys. Fish are biting. There's no reason to not go fishing. Like I say every week, you got to go fishing.
Indeed. And fishdope.com has all the info for you. Every day, sometimes twice a day, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, and you can get direct information from Captain Dave Hansen and more right there. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, you guys, my new website's going bananas. We added 4 new videos this week, so check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out all the new videos we got. We're adding new ones every week. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. What's up, Cliff? Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Good Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Yeah, I currently have a Penn 30 VSW, and it's a little heavy, and I wanted to go to the two-speed 25 or either the 30, or not the 25, the 25 or the 20. But with the new spec route, the Max Quattro, with the 20, I think I'm more leaning towards that. Would that be better for the replacement for the Penn?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, with Max Quattro, definitely you can scale your gear down. That's the beauty of Max Quattro. So the 20 will fish everything that the 25 would do. It's basically the same drags, the same gear, the same everything, just a different spool. So if you're wanting to get lighter gear and narrow it down, yeah, you would go with the 20, and it'll fish exactly the same as the 25 would, just a little bit less line capacity. But the 20 seems to be the hot reel. Anyways, that seems to be what everybody's wanting. I'm fishing, 100-pound Max Quattro on mine to 80, and I've yet to find a fish that can beat me with that gear. It's pretty impressive. I do have 25s in my arsenal, which would be, the next step up, going to like 150 to 100 or 150 to 130 or something like that. But, either one, you're not going to be disappointed.
When guys come into our shop looking for that exact scenario that you're talking about, Cliff, and it happens all the time, one of the things we always try to find out is the other types of fishing that you do. And, certainly right now you want a killer reel for big bluefin fishing, dropping a flatfall or sinker rig fishing or casting a bait and something that's comfortable and fits in your hand. And a lot of times the difference maker between going 20 or 25 is in addition to that, if you also are planning on going on a long-range trip, or if you're going to go down and fish the Hurricane Bank for cows, that's when that extra capacity is going to be necessary. If you really like small boat marlin fishing and you want to have a lot of line, like if there's a scenario where you need an extreme amount of capacity, which tends to really just be that, you know, local marlin fishing and, you know, big tuna fishing on a long range trip, that's when usually the guy will squeak over to the 25. And most every other scenario, the 20 has become the reel. Like you say, the gears and the guts are identical. It's just the amount of line that they hold. And with Max Quattro, you put so much line on that reel as it is that it's nice having that skinny reel that fits in your hand nice.
I took that Talica 20 up to Alaska. Fished it, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It holds line forever.
Yeah.
It's
fast too. Yeah. When you want to get, if you're fishing 700 feet like we were, you're back on the boat way faster than everybody else.
All of our halibut reels on Simon's boat are all tacks. You know, he's got tack 25s, and just there's so much torque out of that reel, it's crazy.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up for the first time this morning. 877-792-1090.
Jerry in Corona, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for calling Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate it.
But, hey, hi, Pete, Rick, and Robbie. What can I say about Shimano? I keep hearing it all morning. Been using Shimano since the early 80s when I had my my first spinning reel. And the servicing in Irvine, incredible. I had a problem with my Zenith 4000. They gave me a new one and then gave me the spool from the old one.
That's cool.
So,
heck yeah.
Yeah. I was blown away. I thanked them. You know, thank you guys. And I have two questions to Robbie. Robbie, you know, I love the bait runner, the tennis. I like fishing light. And every time I go to the Fred Hall show, I bug the guys. I tell them, are you guys ever going to make a smaller version, maybe a 3500 or the 2500, which I think would be phenomenal fishing for like bays, the lakes, and all of that. And last question, spare spools seem to be a little hard to get. But those are my questions. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, a smaller bait runner for us, it just comes down. It's a numbers game. You know, we send guys out in the field, and they do these massive studies across the country to see, you know, how big or how small the market is going to be. And unfortunately, we have studied the smaller bait runner. Because I would want one personally.
Yeah.
I see a lot of advantages, but from
bait
the guys,
runner's such a wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome. But as it stands now, we're just not there, you know, to bring a reel like that in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second question, spare spools. You could always call Shimano or go on our website, go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. For
any tackle store has the ability to order or buy spools, and we carry spools for every single reel that we make. We don't do spare spools with the reel anymore. Maybe that's where that question may be coming from. We just took the spare spool out, but if you do need another one, you can still buy it
from
Shimano.
You can buy it
Shimano
as an accessory.
Yes.
All right, very good. Hey, this Tuesday night, it's the big event, Bally High, 5 p.m. It's the captain's meeting with Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna. It's going to be a fun event.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So if you want to buy tickets, you haven't bought tickets already, easy to do. Captain Rollo's with an S, CaptainRollo's.org. Just click on the banner there, $25, and get you in. You'll be on a list, and unbelievable giveaways. I've got two pages of giveaways here of what's going to happen here for the raffle, for the live auction, silent auction. It's amazing stuff, and it's such a fun evening in a perfect setting at the Bally High there on Shelter Island. So don't miss out. Get your tickets now before they're gone this Tuesday evening, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Bally High. It's all benefits taking kids fishing with Captain Rollo's.
All right. Hey, the phones are packed. We're going to jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Terry, calling us from Allied Gardens this morning. Hi, Terry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Terry. Hey.
Good morning.
What's up, Terry?
Hey, not much about our loss today. Anyway, my question was on the flat pole. You're talking about the hook not being strong enough. What would we do to switch in for the tuna?
Yeah, personally, I use 7691 between a 7.0 or an 8.0 on the 200-gram or the 250-gram. You basically just swapping out those assist hooks and just replacing it split ring to the bigger hook. Some guys are still putting, you know, like the standard assist hook on top. You can do that, but I've just used that single big giant, you know, 76-91-80 on the back of a 250, and that's my big tuna hook rig. That's smaller grade stuff, you know, that less than 100-pound fish, the hook rig that's on there is sufficient. I've yet to bend one out on that grade, but I can tell you some heart-wrenching stories on the on the big ones where I was lazy. Never do that again.
We've done a lot of, and again, I think same exactly. Same. Most of the time, the stock rigging is perfectly fine, but we've done all kinds of different styles of re-rigging per customer request, and our guys are really good at tweaking on tackle and doing stuff. So I mean, everything from we have the ability of making cord assist hooks out of any hook a guy wants. So we've taken like. You know that sea bass and wahoo hook, Pete, that you and I really like, that Octopus 4X hook? Yeah. We've made, you know, assist hooks out of that hook, you know, 4X or strong big J hook. We've just made doubles for big flat falls. We've made big single assist hooks, or just like Robbie said, for sure, our most popular. We send them out to our buddy LT and have, you know, welded 7691s put back on the jig. I mean, just all kinds of different applications can and do apply, and they all work, you know.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talked to David calling us from La Mesa this morning. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge, huge Shimano fan here, and I continue to build my arsenal with Shimano products. My next purchase, if I had one in front of me, either a Tranx 500 or a Talica 20, the price difference doesn't appear to be that much difference. But if I had to pick one, what should I be picking?
Boy, you know, that's a hard question because I don't know what's in your quiver. I would say a Tranx 500 for long term. Like if this big tuna goes away and you don't, you know, and you're not doing the long range trips, unfortunately your new Talica 20 doesn't have a whole ton of application if that stuff dries up. You're going to have to travel far to use it. The Tranx 500 will be a reel that you're going to use today and forever. So in that sense, I would say a Tranx 500.
I know, Dave, I know you like fishing local, too, because I see Dave a bunch, you know, fishing half day and three-quarter day at the landing. So in that regards, your Tranx is going to give you more use. But just to play devil's advocate to Robbie, the reason why that's not a black or white answer is because you're going to get more use and, you know, fish more often out of a Tranx 500. The problem is you probably already have reels in your arsenal that are similar. They're probably not going to cast quite as good or be quite as easy as a Tranx. But when you're big fish fishing, Talica becomes necessity rather than just, well, it's a little nicer and a little smoother and a little better. So how do you make the call between those? You know, because on a big bluefin, you need a TAC 20. Yellowtail fishing, well, your Torium is going to work just fine. Sure, your Tranx would be better and smoother and longer, but you're still going to get the job done with the Torium. So
yeah.
There's just that's the problem. There's just not a black or white answer of you do this instead of doing that.
So I have a story. I've always been a Talica 16. Love that reel.
Yeah.
Talica 16 kind of pretty much can do everything. Talica 12, Talica 16. I was in Loretto doing a live broadcast about a month ago, and I went fishing, dropper loop, yellowtail fishing in 120 feet of water, and all the setups on the boat were TAC 20s. Let me tell you something. For fishing yo-yo and dropper loop yellows in deep water, that was awesome. It was a really great
reel. Winch.
Not that the other stuff wouldn't work too, but it was like if you hooked one on that, you got them.
Yeah, you got them.
Yeah. So there's another thought right
yeah.
there, right?
Right.
So,
well, we've sold. I get more requests like the whole kite fishing thing. Like, what are you using? You know, who would have ever thought that the number one reel would be a Talica 50?
Right.
Right. I mean.
That's number one.
Number one reel, the number one question I've gotten, because the whole kite thing is new to everybody out west, and how do you do it? But the Talica 50 is what I personally use for the kite gear.
Same.
But, you know, and Ricky, to your point, like it's a necessity now.
Yeah, right.
Right? And I'm not going to be undergunned, so that's the biggest gun I got, and I'm going to catch the tuna. There's not a big enough tuna. I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
But, you know. If it goes away, I've got
the
biggest, most awesome reel ever just chilling in my garage.
Big fish tackle is the worst gear to buy because it costs the most money and you use it the least often, But the problem is when you're talking tuna that are 200 pounds, you have to have it. It just doesn't work on gear that's not big enough. I mean, there's always an anomaly. Yes, this guy one time caught this big fish on this small, you know, this guy caught a 180 pounder on a TAC 10. I mean, can it and does it happen? Yes, but you will just, the failure rate on small gear versus big gear is astronomical. And yep. You need that big fish tackle when you're catching fish that are above 150 pounds. It's just something you have to have.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your questions, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way, and now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has a model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com is on the line. What's up, Yanni?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Doing terrific. What's cooking?
Gosh, almighty. My buddies are still catching halibut up and down the coast, although there have been quite a few being caught right at the border between San Diego and San Clemente. But I've got another halibut dish coming up because it's just my favorite all-time fish. And it is a halibut pasta cooked in Alfredo sauce on top of fettuccine pasta. Oh, my gosh. Mm. My family and I have eaten it twice this week. Unbelievable. If you guys are into pastas, this new recipe of mine goes through all the basics of how to cook a great, perfect pasta, and it shows you exactly how to make a delicious Alfredo sauce at home. And you toss in your fresh halibut, and I'm telling you, the meal is unbelievable.
Wow, that sounds killer. Great, Yanni. Well, it's up on fishermansbelly.com right now, correct?
You bet it is, and it should be on your website pretty soon, too. I emailed you all the information. Perfect. And if you guys want to check out my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly channel, please check it out. I've got all my videos listed on that channel.
Great stuff. Yanni, fishermansbelly.com. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you guys will. Have a great day today.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Make you hungry?
No doubt, dude. Well, especially having a freezer full of killer halibut fresh back from Kingfisher. I'm ready to roll on that recipe.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote is Saturday, July 7th at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. That's going to be your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either by random draw or by the casting contest by Shimano. That Shimano casting contest, always a lot of fun. Hey, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. That's grand prize number one. Number two, four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Los Cabos. You can fly San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check that Alaska Air banner on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com website. Also, trip on the Blackjack is going to be up for grabs from Dana Landing, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and a lot of prizes. Don't forget, two different chances to win those two great prizes. That's coming up July 7th at Mossy Ford, just off the 5 freeway in Pacific Beach.
All right, phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Robbie, so we're going to jump right into him. This time, talk to Arnie, calling us from Vista. Arnie, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Arnie. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate it.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, great.
How you guys do from the Sore Arm of the Month Club, from going to Alaska?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm really, I guess, friends, my condolences to Isaiah and his family for Dick's passing.
Yes.
We're really going to miss Dick.
Those of you that missed it yesterday, our chief engineer, Dick Warren, passed away last Thursday, and found out from his grandson, Isaiah. And grandson, Isaiah, is going to carry on the tradition and be at our remote broadcast at Ford this year. So, we're going to miss Dick for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Isaiah. Hey, my question actually was for Robbie. You guys used to come out once in a while and do the, bring Shimano gear on the Liberty and the San Diego. Are you guys ever planning on doing that in the future?
Yes. I would love to. I loved doing that. And it just got so busy, unfortunately, that I couldn't keep that program going. And I think the hard part with that program, too, is when that gear gets off of those boats, it's hammered and needs to be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. So when you have 50, 60 combos, it takes a week to rebuild all that stuff.
Sure.
We definitely want to get that going. As it stands right now, I have nothing planned like we would do. Terramar Tuesday would be every single Tuesday, either with Taro or Ryan. But we do have some trips. I think it's on the 29th of this month on the Shogun. We've got a trip. We've got our annual, I think it's turned into an 11 or a 12-day now on the RP, which is in October. There's a few trips out there where we're still going to have a pile of gear and a bunch of freebies. It's just not as frequent as it used to be, but something that I definitely want to get back up and running because it was so much fun.
Yeah, they take a lot of effort and a lot of personnel to put those together. So
right, and I would love just to go on every one of those because it gives me
they're fun.
Mission,
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Arnie. Appreciate it.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Ken, calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. I got a couple questions for Robbie. I've got some of the old Trinidad Golds, and I understand that it's going to become hard to get parts for them. If you could address that. And my second question, a couple of years ago, I bought a Shimano lure. It's not available in the U.S. called a Rock Hopper. Wondering if that's going to be available in the U.S. anytime soon.
Yeah, when it comes to Trinidad Gold parts, yes. I mean, every reel that we manufacture, we normally keep between 7 to 10 years supply of parts. Well, our 7 to 10 years of Trinidad Gold is coming due. So, yeah, you'll see certain parts to where we can no longer fix the reel. But gold is old, silver is new, so it's time to upgrade. But there's service centers all over the country where you can probably get these parts from.
Sure.
So it's not a huge deal.
Individual tackle stores, too, right at Shimano.
Right, right. We just can't manufacture parts for a certain reel forever, unfortunately.
Sure.
As far as the jig from Over the Rock Hopper, I'm kind of familiar with it. I think it's what's referred to nowadays as like a slow pitch lure. We haven't really played with it all that much out west. I've fished it a few times. I haven't found it to be like the next incredible lure here. East Coast, that jig seems to be working really well in the Northeast. Yeah. But no plans as of yet to bring out a slow pitch jig for the Shimano brand.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Ken. Hey, great fishing with you in Alaska. Some great photos of you with a big halibut, and always a pleasure.
Yeah, you bet. It was fun times up there.
That's
all right,
for sure.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call.
Sam in Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, my question is, I have that the Terra Mars, the 90 MHB, and I have the cranks on everything. But I also have like a 9-foot wax ring rod. I was wondering if there's a 9-foot Therese rod that matches that 90 MHB rod.
Yeah,
I've been looking for something similar, but I don't see it.
Yeah, nothing right now in Therese in a 9-footer. And you're looking for more of like a lure rod. We had that in the wax wing series, which unfortunately we no longer produce. But, it seems as though Therese is leaning more towards, the private boat offshore, what we call bendy concept rod, which works wonders when you're fishing on your own boat. But I've personally seen issues with Therese on a party boat where you're going up and over and you don't have as much control. It saves your back, but you just don't have the control. And that's where kind of like Terramar slides in. So, from our perspective, that 9-foot MH, I think you have the right rod already. So there's, I don't think you really need much other than that one. That's a great rod.
It is indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about Bob in Simi Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, love my toriums. Absolutely love them. And I'm kind of thinking the way Rock Hot Rich is thinking is, we got the anchovy going. Albacore will probably come back sooner or later. Are there any plans to make a Torium 12, like a 14 narrow or something like that?
As it stands right now, I would say no, and I can only say that because we have Trinidad in 12. It's a reel, unfortunately, that we would probably sell hundreds or thousands of once the Albacore come. But right now, nobody needs that reel. So again, kind of like what I was saying earlier, where the fish kind of predict what we build, and we're just not selling the numbers to make a Torium 12. But I'd love to see it. I see a place for it for sure, especially when that time comes. But as it stands now, no on the Torium 12.
Right now, Torium comes in what models?
14 through 30, and then the 16, 20, and 30 also come in left-handed.
And left-handed, okay. So the 14 would be a good choice, too.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Trinidad 12 is, like, the coolest reel you make that does not sell. Like, because we carry everything, we'll sell 10-to-1 14s over 12. The 12 is a very, very cool reel. It's just the pattern of fishing that we're in right now is big baits, and it's heavier line, and it's just, it's line capacity and things like that that... I get it, but it is a very, very cool reel.
But when Chovy comes around in Albacore,
yeah,
watch
it'll be
out.
It'll be
totally
flip
the reel
light switch, right?
Yeah.
Bing, Sell a ton.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Norman calling from San Diego this morning. Hey, Norman, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Norman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I use Spectra as backing for my fly reels, and I use a double bimini to connect the backing to the fly line and loop to loop. And I was wondering if you recommend any other type of loop connector that might be suitable for this for use with Spectra.
Yeah, it depends on the power pro line that you're using. You know, we make hollow ace, which is it's hollow, so you can whip a loop into it and do your loop to loop connection, which is great. And I've used that for a very, very long time. But when you get into your regular power pros, the super slicks, or even the max quattros, it's not hollow. So if you want to double it up, yeah, then you're creating a bimini basically, and then you can do a loop to loop there. Or you can just do a uni knot. You can do the RP knot. That knot's got 1,000 names today. And there's all FG knot, which if you're really patient, that's a cool one, but I don't have the patience for it. So there's all kinds of different connections. But one thing we've always stressed is when you're doing your knot-to-knot connections, whatever you have the most faith in, whatever you trust, don't – just go try something for the sake of trying something, because you're going to try to do a knot, and guess what? You're going to hook a fish of a lifetime, and you're going to have a failure where your good old trusty uni to uni would have probably held up because you can tie it in your sleep. So, yeah, there's a pile of different connections that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure you test them all.
Right,
before you put it in the water.
But find one you like and just kind of stick with it. I mean, I'm old school. I still do a uni to uni probably more than any other knot from connecting my Power Pro to a fluorocarbon leader.
Really? And
I've yet to break it, so why change? There's cooler knots out there that you can probably cast better through, but I have no problems with it.
Not broke, don't fix it.
It's a good one, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about this time we talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Morning, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. My dad is changing the baby right now. My mom wanted me, or my dad wanted me to ask if there are any different colors and patterns for the flat falls.
Good question.
Yeah. We have 4 new colors coming out at the iCast show here in a couple of weeks. We have a green mackerel pattern. We have a purple and silver, and then 2 new colors of glow. One is called Super Glow, which is a 100% glow jig, and the other one's Zebra Glow, which is chrome plated with basically glow stripes to it.
And they'll come in all the different sizes.
Right, from 60 to 250 gram.
What is the most popular size of flat fall on the West Coast?
Ooh, good question.
A 250 glow, the chartreuse and white, the glow jig, the 250, which is just totally cracks me up. Because 4 years ago, I couldn't give away when we introduced the 200 or 250 gram jigs,
right,
nobody bought them.
Yep.
Nobody. And now the 250 gram chartreuse and white is the most popular jig. I can't build enough. And I mean, talk about angry dealers. My dealers across the country or on the West they're all just angry. We can never build enough of them. But it's one of those kind of deals that can get you to where if I order 20,000 of those things and then the fish stop biting, I'll be sitting on those 20,000 lures forever.
Mm-hmm. So what, before the big bluefin tuna craze, what was the most popular size?
130-gram black anchovy.
130-gram black anchovy.
Number one by, a long, that was just
the, that was the one.
That was the do-all. And then that is, now a distant, maybe, 10th.
Wow.
In the series. And number one is 250 glow, followed by 200 glow, followed by 160 glow. They buy the 200 when we run out of 250s.
Yeah.
And then they buy the 160 when we run out of 250s and 200s. So that's kind of, that explains that whole deal.
And then
it kind of gets into your basic stuff.
I remember distinctly when we saw the lures for the first time and the colors of buying, we knew the dog was going to be the chartreuse and white. Well, that's a color that people don't use out here, so that'll be down the line. Our original order of flat falls was whatever the number is. For round numbers, we'll call it 50. You know, it was 50, 50, 50, 50, 10 of the chartreuse and white ones,
right,
because we want to represent and have all of them, but we're never going to need to worry about that because people don't use that out here.
Nope.
Yeah.
And hottest jig in the planet.
Wrong. Wrong.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Brian in Temecula, just about 30 seconds left for you, Brian.
Just a quick question. The size for like a 70-pound bluefin, a Saragossa. What size Saragossa, what size rod?
Saragossa, I use it at the 8,000 is just a great, great all-around size. Because that you can fish the popper, you can fish the live baits, and it has plenty of capacity, and it'll catch that sub-100-pound tuna no problem.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a bulk spool of 80-pound Max Quattro. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of that bulk spool 3,000 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro in white, my favorite Spectra going. That is going to Arnie in Vista. Arnie, congratulations. That's a $700 spool of line you just
got.
That's pretty
nice.
You are so stoked.
Yeah, you should be for sure. And fill your reels with it, and you will be really stoked because it fishes so amazing.
Great line.
Robbie, it's going to be such a great ICAST show this coming July. I'm very excited to see you guys and meet with you guys and see all the new product coming up. That product will be filtering into the stores very, very soon after the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. July 9th.
Yeah,
that's the day you want to go fishing.
Yeah,
that's the
it.
Day.
Indeed.
Pete and I are out of pocket.
Yeah, we're out. We're in Orlando. Yeah. So if somebody wants more Shimano, how do we find you guys?
Shimano.com is the best way to do it.
All right. Thank you for all you do for Southern California Anglers, Robbie. I know you're our guy out here, and we're very grateful to have you doing what you do, and we're very grateful to all the guys at Shimano, from Dave Pfeiffer on the top all the way down. You guys are the best, and we're very proud to represent you.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, everybody out there, for all the great compliments for our service. We truly do our best to keep it at that high level, and hearing all of this is just awesome to hear from the consumer that we're still doing it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, for sure. Hey, next Saturday and Sunday, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, the Parker dealer, will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios. Then next Sunday, Z from Blue Guard Innovations and Ken from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Don't forget, Our Let's Talk Hookup archives are on our app. Our new Let's Talk Hookup app is amazing. You can stream live. You can stream the archives anywhere you go. And, of course, we have the classic archives up there, too. The most recent one being Captain Dick Uranga and Art Taylor. And a lot of stuff there. You hear Miss Excitement on there, too. So tune into that. Check it out on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download that Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.